him or hear or her hear the call of God upon their life. We can teach them whatever they need to learn. We can support and encourage them as they develop and grow. And then we leave it for them, you know, to do this, to pursue God and discover his plan for their life. In a word, to train them. And that's the very opening word of this verse. I want to spend some time this morning looking at the first word of this verse, train. Now, I looked up this word in the original Hebrew and Chaldee dictionary, and here's what it said this word means: to narrow, to initiate or discipline, to dedicate. And I thought, how fitting. You know, we're having a dedication time. We want to set the children on this path, on the right path, the good path, the godly path, and hopefully we'll stay on that path. What Solomon was saying with this one word is a lot deeper than what we might think when we just casually read the verse. So let's do train this morning as an acrostic. It won't take very long, but let's just think of it. T-R-A-I-N. T is teach. Of course, parents do a lot of teaching, informing, showing, explaining to someone what someone needs to learn, how to do something, what something means. It means help someone understand something. In this case, the subject being taught is a big one. It's the subject of life itself. How do you live life? Parents are expected to teach their children everything they can about life, and it's an awesome task. Always let the teaching you provide, I want to encourage you this morning, to be both by example and by word. So many times there are things spoken but not being lived at the same time. I'm amazed how many times in our lives, in parents' lives, there is a disconnect between what they say and what they do, what they want and what they actually live. And our children can end up kind of confused about that, can't they? They're just like, wait a minute, you said this, but I see this. Do you want your child to be a good person? Then you need to show them what a good person looks like. Do you want your child to tell the truth? Then you must also tell the truth. You know, if you say, always tell the truth, but then they find you telling lies, it doesn't work. Do you want your child to follow God? Then you must follow God. When God says this is the way to do things, that's the way you do it. And they see this all adding up. They're seeing a picture of both word and example matching. So if you teach your child by your example and your words, they're going to grow up in the ways that God wants them to grow. T, teach. R is raise. Now, raise in this sense means to bring up, to go from the beginning to the end, to start off small and get bigger, to start off young and get older. Raise is about the process of growing up. Raise is about the journey of life. And you're the one that God has chosen to parent the children you have been given. However the circumstances were that you have this child now, then God wants you to bring them up from infancy or from whatever point, maybe if you adopted them, to adulthood, to maturity. So accept that responsibility. Don't try and pass it off on someone else. Don't let it go by default somewhere else. You know, the television is not the parent. Their friends are not the parent. The internet, God knows, is not their parent. Raising children is your responsibility. You are charged to raise them. And that raising is going to take a lot of time and energy and attention and a lot of messy situations and things that you'd probably not enjoy very much. Your children are people, not things. So you don't just flip a switch. You don't just change the dial. You don't just, you know, program it a different way. There are going to be different things happening all the time, and raising them is going to be quite a process. And when you're raising flowers or vegetables in your garden, you may only need to check on them every few days, and everything would be fine. But children need your time and attention day after day, moment by moment, step by step, month by month, year by year. And so through this process, through this journey, we raise them to know and to love and to live for God. R is raise. A is admonish. Admonish, a word we don't say a lot. Admonish means to warn or even to reprimand someone firmly. It speaks of discipline, much more common word, a discipline of clearly marking the right path and expecting everybody to conform to that path, having standards, having values, living by them. And there will certainly be times in a family when discipline is needed. I don't know of any family that's not true. Having rules, being a bit strict about those things doesn't mean you're a bad parent. It means you care. You care about the well-being of your child. But there is a need for moderation and for control of ourselves in our disciplining. You know, it can get out of hand very quickly. And so I'm in no way advocating abuse of any kind. Sometimes it just takes a simple word of correction, or maybe just the look. You know what I mean by the look? We all know the look. My mom had the look. And she didn't have to say a word, but I knew immediately. Okay, wait a minute. Think about what you're doing, John. This is probably not going to go well. And, you know, and all moms have the look. All dads probably have a look as well. But mom seems to just be a, you know, just remarkable. She's a professional at giving the look. And we know immediately. Maybe there's other ways that you discipline, maybe even physical ways that you do that. It may be through timeouts. It may be through actual some kind of punishment, you know, where it involves the posterior portion of a child's body. The rod is what the Bible talks about. Listen to these proverbs. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. That's pretty graphic, you know, straightforward terms. Another one, the rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. And so the Proverbs speaks a lot about this. And maybe you've objected to this, you know, and you say, well, there's not going to be any violence in my household. There's not going to be anybody touching another child to, you know, impart wisdom to them through their posterior. You can decide which disciplinary action you're going to use, which physical disciplinary measures or tools that you will use. But a child must know which behaviors will not be tolerated in this household. If they don't know that and you have not brought that across to them, you are doing them a great disservice. If physical discipline is used, it's important to be accompanied by an explanation so that the child clearly understands why the rod was used and what conduct is required, and a reaffirmation of love. You did this because I love you. Dr. James Dobson summarized discipline this way. I really like this. He says, at a football game, when a guy jumps off sides, what does a referee do? He doesn't get red-faced and begin screaming about keeping the virtues of the rule. He drops the flag and he steps off the penalty. In the same way, when your child messes up, don't break the peace of your home. You step off the penalty and you do it consistently. Don't reason with the little guy. Discipline him. And he'll get the point. When our kids are little, he says, we can get tears in our eyes from taking a paddle and smiting their bottoms with it. But after the tears dry, hold your child in your lap and tell him you love him and why. Now, from my vantage point as a parent and grandparent and as a pastor, if there's one consistent point of failure in most homes today, it's in this area of discipline. It's in this area of admonishing our children what's right and what's wrong and making sure they know this emphatically. In too many homes, the rules and standards are too weak, or they're enforced inconsistently. You know, they're just not. You know, child is confused. Like, wait a minute. This is not what you said. This is not what you said last time. This is not the punishment. This doesn't measure up. And the children are unsure how to live. So we need to do a lot better job in this area, don't we? Would you agree? Okay, so that's what A is, admonish. I is invoke. Invoke God's blessing, God's help. Seek God's help. Seek God's blessing. Invoke is a reminder that we can't parent properly without God's help, without his wisdom, without his intervention. Pray for your children daily and seek God's will for their lives. Teach them to pray also. Teach them to invoke. Teach them to seek God's direction and guidance and power in their daily lives. Because none of us can live as we should without God's help and guidance. And if you somehow have been letting this matter of prayer slip in your household, you don't pray, you don't even pray at meals anymore, you don't even pray at bedtime anymore, you don't start the day with prayer, you don't pray when a decision has to be made, it's not too late to get this right. It's not too late to change that. You could change that today. You can't say, no, next year we'll do that. Next month we'll do that. Do it today. Just start praying and invoking God's blessing and his help. Pray together. Pray alone. Pray without ceasing. Because you're not going to do this well by yourself. But with God's help, you can fulfill the responsibility he's given you to raise that child, to train that child. I is invoke. Last letter is N, nurture. Nurture means to care for and encourage the growth and development of a child, to love or to cherish them. The number one thing that a child needs from a parent is love. Everything that we do for that child should be motivated by love. Nurture, care, and love is what brings the training together. None of the rest is even going to matter otherwise without love. And when a child knows that he or she is loved by his parents, everything works. Everything begins to fall in place. Even when there's disagreement, even when there's harsh discipline, you know, the friction that occurs, if love is the setting and the environment for that, it can work. It can come together. And children need both loving discipline and loving affirmation. Nurture is not done by just providing material things. However, we want to substitute, give them $20 and say, go have fun. Or we want to just buy them something and get good behavior because we keep buying them something. It takes loving efforts of our heart and a soul as we nurture our children. You've probably heard this saying, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. And if a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love. Now this week I found a unique, insightful article about the perspective children have on all of this. And this Sunday school teacher asked her 10-year-old children in her Sunday school class, you know, this question, what's wrong with grown-ups? Boy, that's a loaded question, isn't it? What's wrong with grown-ups? And the list is so cool, so interesting. She wanted to see how they respond. And the children came up with these complaints about her parents. Number one. Grown-ups make promises, then they forget all about them. Or else they say, it wasn't really a promise, just a maybe. Can you imagine that one? Number two, grown-ups don't do the things they're always telling the children to do, like pick up their things or be neat or always tell the truth. Number three, grown-ups never really listen to what children have to say. They always decide ahead of time what they're going to answer. Really listening. Number four, grown-ups make mistakes, but they won't admit them. They always pretend that they weren't mistakes at all or that somebody else made them. Children are, you know, explaining away their behavior. Wonder where they learned that. Number five, grown-ups interrupt children all the time and think nothing of it. But if a child interrupts a grown-up, he gets a scolding or something worse. Now, how many times do we walk in and we just, you know, tearing to the children, tell them whatever we wanted to say, and they're in the middle of something, it doesn't matter. Number six, grown-ups never understand how much children want a certain thing, a certain color or shape or size. If it's something they don't admire, even if the children have spent their own money for it, they always say, I can't imagine what you'd want with that old thing. And finally, number seven, sometimes grown-ups punish children unfairly. It isn't right if you've just done some little thing wrong and grown-ups take away something that means an awful lot to you. Other times you can do something really bad and they say they're going to punish you, but they don't. You never know. And you ought to know. Boy, that almost haunted me when I read that. You never know what you're going to get from mom and dad, but you ought to know. So the consistency is a very big deal to children. Parents, are you listening? Parenting is an awesome privilege and an intimidating responsibility. I'm glad that we have God's help and guidance, aren't you? I'm really glad. So we're going to have a child dedication time this morning. And I want to invite parents to come up here in just a moment. This child dedication service is an opportunity for parents to publicly declare their intent to raise their children in a way that honors God and a way that also gives the child the opportunity to eventually, you know, have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the desire, that's the intent, that's the dedication. In many ways, a child dedication is truly a parent dedication because you're asking for a responsibility to be born out in your life, to be lived out in your life, to raise that child, to train that child in the way that God wants you to. And as parents publicly declare to raise their child in the faith, you know, the child may not have yet, so that someday the child, when they're old enough, would make their personal confession of Christ themselves. It's also a time for us as family and friends and the church body here at New Hope to say, you know, we're with you in this. We're partnering with you. We're going to do it everything we can, everything that we should, to help you be good parents and to have a family that you desire and that God wants it to be, and for your children to be raised in the proper way. So I want to ask if all the parents that are going to be bringing a child forward this morning, just come on up here and just find your way across here. And I know we have several that are going to be coming today. So let's do that right now. Come on up. Just take a place anywhere. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be in alphabetic order or anything. All right. We're going to have some other kids. Come on in now. Because there's some parents up here. Where's my child? While they're coming in and taking their place, let's make a little introduction here because there's one of the children's here for the very first time. And so we want to introduce this little boy here on the end. So why don't you all please tell us his name, when he was born, and all of that. Just spit out his pacifier. I noticed that. Yeah, go ahead.
He was born April 16th, named him Lincoln Kenneth after James' dad, Ken, his middle name. And he was 7 pounds, 4 ounces. They thought he was going to be like 10 pounds, so we were pretty shocked. and he was born at 2:20 in the afternoon.
Great. Great, thank you. We're very glad to meet this guy, the rest of you. I've met him before. So we're glad to have all of you here with us this morning, and so delighted to see you. I'm looking across here to make sure we have no surprises that I wasn't expecting. Okay, everybody that we thought was going to be up here this morning. I want to ask you all some questions, and you listen carefully to the question, and you just answer yes if that's in your heart to say yes, okay? You parents, do you today recognize these children as gifts of God? And do you give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing in your life? Okay, I thought you'd all say yes to that one. Do you now dedicate your children to the Lord who gave them to you in the first place, knowing that they ultimately belong to Him? You want to dedicate, okay. Do you pledge as parents that with God's help you will bring up your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort to build the Word of God, the character of Christ, and the joy of the Lord into their lives? Okay? Do you promise to provide through God's blessing for the physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual needs of your children? And do you promise to make it your regular prayer that God, by His grace, that your children will come to trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior someday? And then follow Him all the days of their life. Is that your desire? Yes. Okay, good. So we're all on the same page. We know why we're here. We know that we're going to be dedicating these children this morning. So what I'm going to do is go down through here, and all the children are being brought forward for the first time today. We're going to introduce them by name. Some have already been up here before, but they're here as siblings, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have a prayer of dedication for these children together. Okay, I'm going to... Well, let's start here because this one, we're not sure what he's going to do since he's the newest one, okay? We've already mentioned that this is Lincoln, and Lincoln Kenneth J.S. Shekhar-Murthy. We're glad to have him with us this morning and to have Jenna and Rem here to be part of this dedication. Don't let me forget also, I have certificates I want to give each of you before you go today. So let's pray for Lincoln together. Lord, we thank you for this little boy that's just been with us a few weeks. We pray for your blessing upon him, upon his parents. I know, Lord, that they're very excited about his coming into their family, and we're excited about the potential life before him and them. And we pray for your blessing upon them, that they would guide him, that they would show him your love, and that they would show him the right way to live for you, and that someday he would come to faith in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope you're joining me with as we pray today. We're excited today to have Perdomo's with us this morning, and so excited for them to bring all three of their children all forward today. I was going to say, sorry, Bert. I meant all forward today. Okay, yeah, okay. All right, so the parents, Alex is the other child of this family. So we have Giovanni and Jeremiah, and we have Genesis, okay? We're glad to have all of you come up here this morning. Let's pray for all of you three together, okay? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for these three children. They're very special. Loved by you, loved by their parents, and their desire is that these children would all know you as their Lord and Savior too. And so within their household, they're lifting you up, lifting up your name. And I pray that you would guide Alex and Brooke, that they would be able to set the right example and not only teach by what they say, by how they live, and that they would be able to show their children what it means to walk with you, to live for you every day. And this raising, this journey, this progress that is being made day after day would be very real in their lives. We pray for your blessing now upon the Perdomo family. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, good. Thank you all for coming forward. Then we have Darnell and Amy Patton. They brought Miss Nyla today. Nyla is always so shy when I start talking to her, but she's not that way at home, I'm told. But we're very happy to have Nyla brought forward today. Nyla Elise Del Carmen Patton. Okay, very good. And Nyla, we're happy to have you dedicated today. So let's pray for Nyla together. Father, we're so excited to know Nyla, to know that her heart is already leaning towards you. She desires to know you. I pray for Darnell and Amy that they would be able to set the stage in their household, the environment, where Nyla can grow up to be strong and brilliant and do so many good things with her life. Lord, I pray that you would train her in the way that she should go through these two who love you and who love her. And I pray that Darnell and Amy would be able to have your guidance day by day and that they would know how to set things up and also respond to things that were totally surprising to them, that they would know from day to day what your wisdom is and that you would give them your heart of love, that Nyla would come to know you and live for you throughout her life and into eternity. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. And these two we know, Hector and Michelle and Gabriella. We're glad to have them come forward. They had a christening service a few weeks ago, was it? Yeah. And a lot of family and friends came down from New York, and we're really excited for them. But today they want to come with their church family and dedicate her to the Lord. So, Gabriella, we're going to do that right now, and we're very excited. She's a very special child because we know the circumstances of her birth. It's very difficult, not what the doctors expected, but look how beautiful, how wonderful she's been. And she's just celebrated 1 year old, right? Okay, so we're very excited. Let's pray for her, please. Lord, we thank you for Gabriella, for her life, for her potential. Lord, there's so much that we have been surprised by as your grace has been operating in Hector and Michelle's lives. And we know, Lord, that she's developing and growing as she should, and she's excited about the future. And they are just so thankful, Lord, that you've watched over them. I pray that that same faith would be exercised day by day and year by year, and that she would know you as her Lord and Savior one day. That the faith that she sees in her mom and dad will become her own. We pray for her grandparents and other family members that are a strong influence in her life. Also for Joe and Zahira because they're involved with her almost every day. And we know, Lord, that she's getting a double dose there, Lord, of showing the path to you. We pray for her to be blessed by you. In Jesus' name, amen. And then we come to Evan and Lisa and to Theo. And Olivia's down here too, his big sister. We're really glad to have Theo. He's just celebrated 1 year too, right? What day was 1 year?
Friday.
Friday, okay. 2 days ago. So we were right at 1 year for a couple of these. And we're very excited, Theo, for the way you're growing and the way that you're developing and getting bigger and stronger. And we're excited for Evan and Lisa that they're showing him the way to God. Let's lift them up in prayer too. Lord, we thank you for Theo. Thank you for his life, for all the desire you have to use him to your glory, for him to know your ways. And Lord, I pray that Evan and Lisa would be able to day by day show him the right path and live that path and make it very personal for him. I pray for his grandma Penny, for John and Dana, for the influence that they have. And Lord, that so many are part of Theo's life to help point him towards you. And I pray that he would choose you and that he would live for you his whole life. As he's dedicated to you today, Lord, as all of these children are dedicated, we ask, Lord, that you be with them, that you would protect them, that you would guide them, even when mom and dad are not there, and that through so many other individuals and so many other situations, that your hand would be upon them and that they would know someday that God has been good and God has been faithful and God will continue to be good and faithful to them. We pray for your blessing now on Theo in particular, that you would just give your favor to his life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do we have a picture of everybody yet, Becky? The whole group? Let's do that before we head out, okay? Let's get everybody in here. Great. Is everybody somewhere where we can come in a little bit tighter or maybe we get a little bit better light? There we go. Get everybody in some light. Great. Okay. Isn't that a wonderful group? Yeah. Thank you. You can be seated now, please.